There. So I just want to cover a couple of key points here about selling a digital product because I think it's important at this stage to put this in here, okay? And basically, social media and your blog or wherever it is that you're putting your content is a great place to make those direct sales done correctly. Of course, you can make those direct sales from there. You can engage with your audience on platforms like Instagram, and you get to show your products and drive that interest. And of course, some of those followers will be ready to purchase immediately, and you can direct them straight to your sales page, and some of them won't, and that's okay. Nevertheless, there is one thing that you also need to be doing at the same time to be able to build your business and drive more of those sales. And that is that you want to be building an email list. Okay? It's going to be one of the most important steps that you can take. Because first and foremost, you'll need email to deliver your digital products to your customers. Okay? Once someone makes a purchase, you should send them a link to access their product. And this link will lead them to wherever you're hosting your digital product, ensuring that they get what they paid for and everybody's happy and yay, passive income to you. Okay. But having an email list also gives you direct, regular communication with those customers so that when you have something new to offer, you can easily reach out to them. And this is crucial for building your passive income ecosystem and taking them on a journey with your products and also getting to connect with them more as a person, as you. But your email list isn't just for buyers. It's also for those who are interested in what you teach, but weren't quite ready to buy yet. Okay. Or aren't quite ready to buy yet, but they got on your email list. Now that shows an element of interest. Okay. It could be that they need to know more about you first. It could be they want to know more about your product first. It could be that they're just in the initial part of the initial stages of their journey and they've discovered you while they're looking for answers. So the timing's not right. It may be that it was purely a money thing and it might not be next week or whatever. It could be a bunch of other reasons. But if they're on your email list, you can stay top of mind. And then you're there when they are ready to buy. And they've also felt they've got to know you more because of that. And who knows, maybe they won't even buy the thing that they signed up for, but they might buy something else that you've been offering along the way because they had that contact with you. Okay. And there's just more opportunities there. Because the thing is with social media is, of course, people can come to your page, they can even follow your page. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to see what it is you're putting out necessarily. And also, you've done that work to get them there. So get them on your email list as well. Or buying your products, whichever one of them too, and make it so that you've leveraged your efforts that you're doing there. Remember, you own your email list. Unlike social media followers or readers when you're at the mercy of algorithm changes, your email list is yours to control. It's a valuable asset that lets you connect with your audience on a deeper level and make more sales. And ultimately, it's going to be what grows your business into something where you can create consistent passive income that is reliable. Okay, if you look at any business online, a lot of the e-com businesses, I know I had an e-com business, they build lists. I built a list. That's what you do. Okay, so that you can reconnect with your customers because you've done the hard work to get them as your customers or to bring them into your world. So leverage that. Okay, so now we're going to go on to learn about that if you jump onto the next step. Okay, bye for now.